Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we are looking to the great writer C.S. Lewis, and we are going to camp out in one of his essays, Learning in Wartime. This was actually a chapel message that he delivered on the campus of Oxford University during World War II. Lewis raises a very crucial question. Should we be studying in war? In fact, on the first page, he asks, why should we? Indeed, how can we continue to take an interest in these placid occupations when the lives of our friends and the liberties of Europe are in the balance? He goes on to answer this question, should we learn in wartime? One of the things that he tells us is that war does not introduce a new human situation. War is an aggravation of the human situation that exists and that many times we ignore. He says, often in war, you hear people speaking of wanting to return to normal life. And then he gives us this great quote, life, Lewis says, has never been normal. As you look over the decades, the centuries, the millennia, you see that life is full of crises, full of alarms, full of difficulties, full of challenges. And yet, in it all, we human beings learn. We explore. We debate. We carry on that placid occupation of learning. In fact, Lewis brings up his own experience. He was in World War I. He left those ivy-covered environs of Oxford University, enlisting on June 8, 1917. Many months later, on April 15, 1918, he was wounded in battle, and then he was discharged in December of 1918, so he can write of his own experience in war. He remembers that as he and his fellow comrades were sent closer to the front line, he and his brothers in arms, they would read books together, they would play cards together. He says, being in the army, even right on the front line, did not obliterate his human life. And so now as he's looking at these students in the context of World War II, he is telling them they must not neglect their human life. He also in this essay speaks of our calling. He says, a mole digs to the glory of God. And so if you are a student, you must be a student to the glory of God. If you are in school and someone has sent you to that school and you have gifts, then you are called to be a student and you need to apply yourself and you need to be an excellent student. Well, Lewis does say being a student in war is not without its challenges. He talks about the three enemies. First, there is excitement, that constant consuming of our energies and of our interests. It sort of offsets us, that times of excitement. Think of just a constant adrenaline rush moment. He speaks of frustrations at our circumstances. We wish we could be in a different set of circumstances. In fact, at one point, he says, favorable conditions will never come. But he also speaks of fear and how war can just elicit those feelings of fear and bring them right to the surface. And he says, ultimately, it reminds us that we are afraid of death. He reminds us, though, however, 100% of us will die. But he does say war makes death real to us that, again, we sometimes ignore. Well, let's let Lewis draw the conclusion of learning in wartime. He says at the very end of his essay, if we had foolish, unchristian hopes about human culture, they are now shattered. If we thought we were building up a heaven on earth, if we looked for something that would turn the present world from a place of pilgrimage into a permanent city satisfying the soul of man, we are disillusioned, and not a moment too soon. But if we thought that for some souls, and at some times, the life of learning, humbly offered to God, was in its own small way one of the appointed approaches to the divine reality and the divine beauty which we hope to enjoy hereafter, we think so still. So learning in wartime can be a way to remind us of the ultimate reality the divine reality. Well, that's C.S. Lewis, and I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 minutes in Church History. You know, I've always enjoyed this quote from Martin Luther, and I want to leave it with you as we go. Luther writes, "I haven't yet progressed beyond the instruction of children in the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, and the Lord's Prayer. I still learn and pray these every day with my Hans and my little Lena."